God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So a good friend of mine was preaching on the ranch recently, and he told the story of how one night he and another friend were having a hamburger after a church service, and they were talking about ministry and about life, and a young man at a subsequent adjoining table kind of rather abruptly approached them and asked this question: who is God? Who is God? Turns out he was a college student who had been making a project to query a number of people, a variety of people of different religions and persuasions and so on, to ask this question: who is God? Now, that's a massive question. I mean, how can you, in one sentence, reveal a limitless God? My friend went on to preach the text of Isaiah 33, 22, where the Bible says that God says of himself, the Lord is judge, the Lord is lawgiver, the Lord is king, and the Lord is our Savior. And so I just, incidentally, I thought, what a wonderful thing to be able to actually point to a terse, concise portion of Scripture to give at least that portion of who God is by quoting God and what God says of himself. But the question remains this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening: who is God? Now, God is who he is, but let me ask you a second question. Who is God to you? That is to say, what is your relationship with this changeless, self-created God, this God who is self-existent, I should say? Well, in Exodus 3, we're reminded that the God you reveal is the God you provoke. That is to say, that part of God that you reveal, that you see, that comes out, is the God that you provoke, the God that you test. And I say that because in Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, God had commissioned Moses to stand before Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let the children of Israel go. And Moses responds immediately by asking a question. And the question is this: God, who am I? Who am I? Who am I to go stand before Pharaoh? Well, God never answered that question. Instead, he answered by reaffirming who he, God, is. God replied by saying, I will. I will. I am. I will. I will. I made the deaf and I can use the deaf, and I've made you, Moses, and I can use you. God says, I will. And so Moses revealed that God by recognizing his own inability. He revealed the God he provoked. On the other hand, in Exodus chapter 5, verse 2, when told to let God's people go, Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? Well, that was very different. Moses had said, who am I? Pharaoh said, who is God? And subsequently, he provoked a very different God. He provoked the judge. Moses had provoked the provider and the promise-keeping God. Pharaoh provoked the judge of the universe. In chapter 7, verse 5, the Bible says, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch forth mine hand upon Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. So troubles were coming because in one case, God was a friend. In the other case, God was a foe. And both Moses and Pharaoh revealed the God they provoked. Now, my question is, what God are you provoking today? Do you see your need and God's provision, or do you see God as some bother in your life? Three things I would say. Number one, we are needy. You reveal the God you provoke. We are needy people. Moses realized his need. Now, he was a little too focused on himself, but at least his need pointed him to the one who could provide for that need. So we are needy. And until you come to that point, you won't see the God you ought to see. Number two, we are God's. That is to say, if you have trusted the Lord Jesus, you are God's person. We are God's people. Now, I'm not Israel, and perhaps you're not either, but we are God's people by faith in the Lord Jesus, the seed of Abraham. So we are God's. Who am I? I'm God's. And I have no greater claim than that. I don't receive God's goodness because I merit it. I receive God's goodness because of his estimation of his creation, because I belong to him. Thirdly, I would just say acknowledging who God is unleashes the God of the Exodus. God is the one who brought his people out, who provided food in the wilderness, who provided a table in the wilderness, who provided water where there was none, who parted the seas, who defeated the armies, who protected his people. I don't know your need today, but I know who God is. And I will tell you that the God you reveal is the God you provoke.